All right, it's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon, Microsoft Build. They told me no one was going to show up to this. This is the last day. It's near the last session. You guys aren't supposed to be here, but I am glad you're here. It's really good to see you. My name is Jordan Spohr. I'm a product marketing manager in Microsoft's Cloud and Enterprise Group. This session is called Top 10 IaaS Updates for Devs. And I've heard how popular the topic of saving money has been at the conference, and I have a great offer for you right away. I'm going to give you 20% extra in this presentation. I actually have 12 updates for you, free, same price. That's just for you guys, my special audience. Here are the topics we're going to cover. I'm going to talk about compute, storage, networking, and security. As topic groups, you'll see these icons as we go through to let you know where we are in the presentation. Don't worry if you don't get a picture of this now, it'll be the last slide too. So let's dive right in. The first announcement I'm excited to tell you about has to do with compute and all the different new virtual machine sizes that are available on Azure. Starting with the M series, the big news that we're excited to tell you about is the M series is now certified to run SAP HANA workloads. That's great. That if you are coming from an enterprise where you run SAP HANA, having that that knowledge and that certainty of being able to do fast queries for real-time analytics, that's great. That's what the M series is there for you. Second, the NCV3 workload, again, another new size available on Azure, designed for these advanced workloads with HPC, machine learning, and AI. I know you guys don't want to just hear me say it's new, it's the new hotness. Quantify that for me, Jordan. One way to think about that is with training a speech AI programming language, or not a programming language, but the difference between the generation before the NCV3 would take an hour or two to train a speech assistant. With the NCV3, that's time has cut to 20 minutes. So big new performance in that VM. And last but not least, the E64I. I stands for isolation. And isolation is all about, it's by design, it's in the data center, it's in the virtual machine. It means that your organization, you are the only person accessing that machine. So in workloads that where you care about security, about isolation, we've got you covered. We've got that on offer for you. I've only got so much time to cover stuff, and I got to keep going. Next up, virtual machine scale sets. Not new is the idea of scale sets. What is new and what I hear from the booth has been incredibly popular is these low priority VMs being available in virtual machine scale sets. This is great for workloads that are interruptible by design, that things don't break when they get interrupted, and you can save a lot of money when you run scale sets on these low priority VMs. These are great for the batch processing workloads for your dev test applications. That's what they're there for. And paired with availability zones, again, you're getting great uptime, a great availability with saving money. That's great. For details about this combination, see my friends at the Virtual Machines Compute booth, or there's a ton of documentation already posted online for you to begin employing that yourself. Serial Console, my third IaaS announcement when it comes to compute. You guys know what Serial Console is? We've heard that system admins and developers, they really want to know what's going on with a virtual machine. They want to see the boot logs. And that's pretty easy when a boot happens successfully. But when that doesn't happen successfully, it can be a real pain in the butt to figure out what's going on with that virtual machine. And Serial Console solves that pain point. That solves that for you. It's available everywhere right now. So it's generally available. It's available in all our regions. So go check it out. It's from the portal. It's available in the support and troubleshooting menu. And again, guidance for using Serial Console, whether it's for your Windows virtual machines or your Linux virtual machines, is already posted in the documentations about Serial Console. Last but not least, when it comes to compute, confidential computing. Show of hands, anybody know about, who's heard about confidential computing so far? All right, no hands. Confidential computing, the idea is you are encrypting data, encrypting that virtual machine when it's in use. So there is no way for anyone from the outside of this virtual machine to see what's happening inside, see the data, see the operations. This is a secure virtual machine. A debugger will not let you see inside this. Azure, we at Microsoft cannot see what you're doing in this. For those really secure workloads that you've got, this can be a really cool addition to how you use Azure. It's in limited private preview, so keep that in mind. This does involve hardware, so it's available in only certain regions, and there's only limited availability of it so far. All right. Storage. Let's talk storage. Azure Active Directory authentication for storage is my first storage announcement. Customers like yourselves have been asking for the ability to make it easier, make it more secure for me to give people in my org access to data sets based on Azure Active Directory and the permissions and their identity in there. And that's exactly what we've done. We've announced that this is, again, in limited preview. My engineering team tells me it's going to be available in June. I welcome them to prove me wrong. I'd love to see them deliver it in May, and I'll be, again, happy to be wrong about this date. But that's coming very soon. This is a great enterprise security like complement as well, being able to very quickly and easily say, all right, Jordan's a new employee. He reports into the marketing group in the cloud and enterprise. All those parts of Jordan's identity in Azure Active Directory automatically give him the access to the data he needs. This is available today. Well, it's available in limited preview today for blob and queue storage with more to come. So keep an eye on that. Check that out as we go along. Next, again with policies, blob lifecycle management policies. This is all about, again, making data and data access really simple and easy. This is about, oh my goodness. Think about your use of data over time changes. That latest video from your CEO to all your companies, that attachment that you sent today, that's you want that to be immediately accessible. You want the performance of that to be instantaneous. How many of you are going back to look at attachments from a year ago or 6 months ago? That, and I'm guessing not nearly as often as that attachment you got yesterday or today, and that's kind of the point. Your use of that data changes over time. Blob lifecycle management policies change with you. They automatically assign the storage tier and cost for the data that you need based on the behavior of that data, based on the policy decisions you make. This policy is all about saving money, making it easy for you to use Azure storage over time. Really, making the most of that storage and saving money with it. It's just great. My final storage announcement, immutable blob storage. Who is familiar with this idea of immutable? A couple people. All right. Immutable, write once, read many, WORM, that acronym, that's really the key phrase here. The idea that if I go get an MRI or an X-ray, I want that to exist and be written once, saved once, and I want I want that to be steady. I don't want that to someone to write over that later. So I wanted to write it once, and have the ability to read it for a long period of time. That's what we're talking about with immutable blob storage. Again, great for organizations that are in the healthcare, the financial services industries, the legal and HR could also be great use cases for immutable blob storage. And with Azure Immutable Blob Storage, this is available for all our tiers, for hot, for cool. We don't care. We offer it for all those tiers. This is in public preview, and look for this to go GA early this summer. All right. Networking and DDoS protection. I'm going to guess I don't have to explain what a DDoS is to this group, but I'm going to guess that you guys care about DDoS protection. So this Azure DDoS protection sits on your VNet, and it's as simple as this. You switch it on, and it runs. There's no customization. There's no tuning it to your website. The DDoS protection tunes itself over time. It's automatic. It's an appliance that just gives you the peace of mind that you've got another layer of protection with Azure and DDoS. This also plugs into the real-time monitoring and alerting with Azure Monitor. So if you're using Azure Monitor already, that visualization of what DDoS protection is doing for you is available with Azure Monitor. Really great related services. Standard load balancer. How am I doing? Yep, there I am. All right. Standard load balancer. This is about resiliency for your virtual machines, making sure that your virtual resources, making sure that your service has high availability, and that's we want to offer that. The big news is this is the 10x scale improvement, going from 100 to 1,000 back end VMs running to help you out. That's amazing. Again, the availability zones as they roll across all of our regions and become available, there is great harmony between what at standard load balancer and Azure availability services or availability services work together with, and this is about this is by default, all your IP addresses, all your endpoints are closed. So if you're thinking about what are my vulnerabilities, how do I have to go through and tune this again? The default setting is that everything is closed until you open it. So it's secure by design. All right, my last networking announcement, CDN, here we are. So available in GA today is Azure CDN. Up until today, Microsoft partners like Akamai and Verizon have been your CDN options. And that's the idea of CDN, in case you're not familiar, is about caching images, videos, closer to your customers, ensuring that performance of your video, of your retail site is optimal, no lags. So today we have a third option for you. It's the Microsoft CDN offer. It's what Skype and Bing and Office 365 and all those Microsoft products use. We are coming out the gate with 54 POP. And Factoids, I think you guys like them, my engineers and developers. So content is 50 milliseconds from your customers in over 60 countries right out of the gate with our CDN offer. Not bad. 60 countries, 50 milliseconds, nothing to sneeze at. We're in the home stretch, and we've pivoted to the security and management options. And here we're looking at Azure Lab Services. Again, one more show of hands. Who here is familiar with Dev Test Labs? All right, a couple of hands. So Dev Test Labs, before Build, was our one offer in this space. Today, Dev Test Labs has new family members. Dev Test Labs is becoming Custom Labs. It's joining the Azure Lab Services family. And if you're not familiar with Dev Test Labs and you haven't stopped by the Azure Lab Services booth, please do. Here's what Azure Lab Services does. Azure Lab Services solves this unique pain point where if you're an IT pro and you are afraid to give developers unrestricted access to create the resources that they want. You care about governance, compliance, and billing. And if you're a developer, you really want that ability to go create wherever you want. This is the place to deploy Azure Lab Services. Azure Lab Services creates a computer lab in the cloud, within which everything that is created and stood up follows the rules of the lab. All of the policy, the governance is put on there at creation. Anybody who has access to the lab has role-based authority to create resources on demand. So it introduces that ability to give developers, give whoever who has lab access, that self-service within the confines of governance and compliance and billing. Again, bringing all that billing to one place, but giving everyone the chance to create. It's pretty cool, and Azure is the only cloud that offers something like that. All right, Azure Security Center. This is the central place to view and manage IaaS security policy. We have a number of feature updates from, yes, I know you guys can all read visibility and governance at the organizational level, a whole bunch of features about reducing your exposure to threats, quickly detecting and responding to those threats. Yeah, it's one thing to see them, detecting and responding, that's pretty good too. So I won't read you this slide. I'll pause here. If you're watching the recording, you can read this as well. RSA Security Conference was in April, just a couple of weeks ago. And again, instead of recapping all of Microsoft's announcements from RSA, if you're interested, here's a QR code that will jump you to the page where that lists all of Microsoft's announcements that went on at RSA. I see a couple of people taking the time to do the QR code, so I'll pause here for just a second. All right. So again, I've covered 12 announcements, 20% more than I said I would in the title. So not bad. I hope this has been enjoyable for you. I will stick around and answer the questions that I can. I encourage all of you, if you have detailed questions, go see my friends at the booth. They'd be excited to see you. They can answer any of your technical questions. Please take a minute to review me, and I'll go back. All right, I'll go back just for a second. Hear all the announcements one more time. No problem. Happy to pause there. Anyone, is it helpful if I stand closer? Does that make it a slide better or worse? I'm not sure. But hey, thank you very much for stopping by. Great to see you guys.